Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
And it's tremendous. We're going to do a special off-air game of Count the Cuss Words on the Not Our Fault podcast. John Feliciano, 10 years in the league with the Niners the last 2 years, joins us now on the River Islands guest line and also on YouTube. So get on over there. Hey, John, what's going on today, man?
Yeah, I probably cursed too much on there, huh? Get out of my system for this one.
No, dude, don't change a thing. And John, I almost forgot I'm supposed to do this, and then we'll get back to you. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. No, John, never change. Never change, okay?
All right. Hey, you did a great job with that read. I would stumble off all those words.
No, you wouldn't stumble.
You're a professional.
You would just put the F word in between every other word, and then it would be fine.
Yeah, fair.
Okay. All right. So, let's dive right into this. Let's get real, man. Why are the Niners having such a hard time running the ball, John?
We won.
Yes.
I'm joking. No, yeah, it's it's not pretty. It's not pretty right now. It's just been off a little. Not having George and JJ really, really sucks. Those two guys, man, really, really help make things go. And you can tell they're missing them right now.
What happens in the red zone, John, that makes it so difficult for them to get it in there? I'm looking at McCaffrey, 13 carries for 7 yards this year in the red zone. What is it about the shrunk down field that makes running it so hard?
It's just, basically when you get down real low, I mean, there's 11 guys in the box. I'll tell you, it makes the center's job a little hard when you're trying to identify things. I mean, I think Jake does a great job, but for me, when we're in the low red, it was really, five yards in, it really makes it hard to try to identify, because everyone's right there. Safeties are damn near at linebacker depth down there, and it does make things hard. Yeah, I'm good. No cursing.
No, you're doing great.
Crushing it.
So far, so good.
John Feliciano joining us here on Willard and Dibbs. John, I want to spotlight one particular moment in the game that I think at the time felt like it was going to be somewhat decisive, and I think has left some Niner fans scratching their head. So you take me through this, especially as an offensive lineman. You have a third and goal and a fourth and goal, both from the 1 yard line. You have a quarterback who seemingly is having a hard time walking. I understand going for it, but take me through the two play calls: stretch play to Christian that goes nowhere, and then a drop back with a hobbled quarterback who then throws it to Christian, short of the line to gain, and it also almost gets him killed, throws him right into coverage. What was your take on those play calls and everything going on in that portion of the game?
I think Connor stepped on the quarterback's foot. I don't know. It looks real close. I couldn't really zoom too far in when I was watching the film. But I do think that Connor nicked Mac's foot, which is why he had to do that weird diving stretch. But man, as a lineman, if Kyle calls or any OC calls a pass on the fourth down and you didn't get it the first two, second, third, or I don't know, I think they ran on first down as well. If it's at that point, you're like, you kind of understand why he threw it. Arizona did a great job of getting pressure on that play. Matt couldn't really get through his reads because there was a free guy. What's number nine's name? I think he was pretty open if Matt could have got to him.
Sky Moore.
The play call was there. Yeah, he was going to be – that was probably a touchdown if we had a little bit more time, but they brought – yeah, I think they brought six.
Yeah, and on that third down play, I'm looking at my notes, and I had it down as 23 personnel, two running backs and three tight ends. If you get to that spot, is it just your 10 against their 11, and it's just an absolute maul to see who can win that battle?
Yeah, basically. You would like to get better movement front side, but that didn't happen. So if you can dent the line in a little bit anywhere, Christian's going to find it for that 1 yard.
Hey, John, I was watching some of the podcast, and again, we want to let everybody know about it, the Not Our Fault podcast. And you guys were breaking down some tape of the Niners-Saints game. And I think there was this particular play Christian ran for maybe 7 or 8 yards. It was a successful play. But you stopped the video and spotlighted Dominic Pooney, who you played with last year, and I think everybody's pretty excited about, and the rookie year that he had. But things have been a little bit kind of wobbly. Not bad, but a little wobbly so far this year. And you were spotlighting his position on this play, and you weren't a fan of it. You didn't like kind of where he was, even though it ended up being a positive play. What'd you see there, and what's your sense of how he's playing so far this year?
Yeah, like you said, a little good, a little bad. I think kind of have, you know, you see these quarterbacks coming in, they ball their first year, and the second year they have a little, it starts off a little rocky, a little slump. I think Poon's going to be fine. I think he'll be one of the best guards in the years coming. He's just, you know, some of the things that he got away with last year, or not that way. I think, I mean, especially against Calais, I think Calais just pulled out all his old man tricks, and he got Kobe with it a little bit and Pooney. So I think it's just Pooney's just going to continue to get better. I think he's just learning and just, I think that play we were talking about, was it like a pitch play, like a outside zone play? Do you remember
you're talking about the one against the Saints?
Nope. Yeah.
It wasn't a pitch play. It was just Christian kind of, I mean, for layman's term, he just kind of ran up the middle, and Trent had sealed everybody off on the left side of the line really nicely. Colby did a wonderful job with a block, and Pooney was, he was just kind of off center a little bit. He was kind of off to the right, and it looked like he was in position where he might have had to hold in order to do his thing. Luckily, Christian hit the hole. You know, he kind of cut it back and hit it really quickly and was able to nail off 8 yards or so. But you didn't love Dominic's positioning in that moment.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll tell you what, Christian does such a phenomenal job where he feels the way the movement's going, and there's so many times where you're like almost in a bad position to hold, and Christian hits it a certain way where he's like right off of you. And he's so phenomenal. I know I pointed out on the Saints play, there was a play where there was a safety or a DB right in the hole, and Christian made a miss and ran for 10 yards. Man, Christian is back. And once we get this run game squared away, I think he's going to start popping off like he was a couple of years ago.
And you saw him flash yesterday, or Sunday rather, on the screen pass that ultimately set up the game-winning field goal. It went for 20 yards. As a lineman, when you have McCaffrey running on the screen, what do you try to do as far as, you know, you got to get out obviously first, and then what, you try to make a block and get out of his way?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
I was laughing my butt off watching the film today for Jake. It's so hard sometimes. I mean, Colby did a great job getting it started. Make sure you stay flat, young man. You don't want a downfield flag. But he did a great job getting up on that linebacker. And then, you know, Jake's running his tail off, and it's him and a smaller dude, a DB. And you don't know where Christian is back there. You know he's behind you, and you know that he's going to eventually make a cut. But it's so hard to judge when you're running full speed and you have a DB running at you full speed. And he's a lot faster and more quicker and more athletic. Christian makes a cut, and Jake thinks that Christian's right behind him. There, he's about to blow up this little guy. Christian cuts inside, and Jake just goes flying. Killed me watching it on film.
Because the little guy had moved at that point.
100%. And Christian made such a cut that guy had no, he was not in the play at whatsoever. But it's just, I know the feeling Jake has when you're like, it's such a disappointing feeling when you run so far and you don't block anybody.
I love it. John Feliciano's with us. John, I want to throw a couple D linemen at you, and you tell me if you've gone against them and sort of what your impressions are. Starting with a guy you already mentioned. Tell us about Calais Campbell and what that challenge was like for this group on Sunday.
Yeah, so I've played Calais only one time. We played him in the playoff game. I think it was 2020, Bills versus Ravens. Yeah, and those type of guys, older guys, you want to get them later in the season. There's nothing worse than getting Calais or Cam Hayward the first month of the season, because then they are still the guys that they are at that point in time. It's rough. I think I played a pretty good game against Clayus that year. I think my strengths and his strengths kind of works in my favor.
You ever go against Eric Armstead?
No, he was hurt when I played the Niners when I was on the Bills.
Okay.
Everyone was hurt that year.
Yeah. Well, have you noticed that happens sometimes with the Niners? I don't know if you noticed that. I mean, we should let you weigh in on this. I know you're on the other side of the ball, but what does the Bosa loss mean for this team?
It's terrible. He is just one of the like hearts and souls of that team. Like nothing gets you more fired up than on Saturdays when Nick breaks down the huddle after the walkthrough and he gives his speech. Like those, it's great when he rarely talks a lot. so when he speaks, man, it means so much. It's gonna suck for them.
Is that a Saturday? You said, does that happen every Saturday that Nick would address the team?
Yep. Yeah, every Saturday after the team like walkthrough or whatever.
It's awesome. And unfortunately, now he's going to be gone for the year. You'd mentioned Calais Campbell, and I just wanted to get your thoughts and, you know, the Not Our Fault podcast, of course. Was it Pooney's fault on that Calais Campbell play where he burst through and he had to go back and hold and call for the safety? What did you see on that play that Campbell made that made it so tough on Pooney?
I don't know. I might have missed that one.
Did you? No, or you joking. Just don't? Yeah, exactly. I'm getting to know you, John. I know what you're doing.
I mean, stuff happens, right? And Campbell's going to be a Hall of Famer, and so it's okay if a Hall of Famer makes a play on a second-year guy. You know, it doesn't mean that the second-year guy is not very good. Was that just Calais Campbell just getting a half a body on him and getting right by him?
Yeah, 100%. And you just got to know. I think it's where the age comes in. You got to know where you are at all times. You can't hold, get a penalty in the end zone. You know, you hate to say it, but you got to just let the guy go. And I'm sorry, quarterback, but get the ball out because we can't give up 2 points.
I'm sorry, quarterback. I like that. There's a guy 6'8", 315 coming your way. Sorry about that, Mac.
I'll do better next time, I promise. You won't get touched the rest of the time.
Do you ever yell that when someone gets by you, John? Do you ever just yell, I'm sorry?
No, there was my first sack in the league. It's so vivid. It's like it happened yesterday. We're Christmas Eve, Thursday night football, Raiders, Chargers. Melvin Ingram, the guy is going to spin. He has one of the best spin moves in the game. Like, and my young dumb brain was like, go get him, go kill him. So I go attack him, jump set him. And he hit me with the cleanest spin move so fast that I had time to turn around and just yell, Derek!
Oh, it's so great.
Well, how did that play end, John?
Derek Carsack.
Okay. Yeah. He heard you yell Derek, but it was too late?
It was too late. Yeah, he was on him.
Oh, man. I remember Melvin Ingram. That was, he's a good player. John, I wonder, not to dwell on the Bosa thing, but Trent Williams said something interesting after the game, which was that when something like that happens, he recalled that the Niners are going on what ended up being the game-winning drive. But even during that drive, Trent said it was almost like a pit in the stomach because I'm thinking about Nick the whole time, and it's a total buzzkill. So if you were still on the team right now, and I know how close you are to him, you're 3-0, but you've lost Nick. So what is the mood of the locker room in a situation like this?
Yeah, it definitely goes back and forth. You'll be happy 1 second and then sad another. Like I said before, Nick is just a big part of that team. And, I mean, the way he works, man, you really hate – to see it because Nick, he works so dang hard. And I mean, look at his body, you know what I'm saying? so, you know, it just sucks to see someone that works so hard get it taken away from him. And he was killing, I mean, both the first 2 weeks he finished the game, and he's that kind of player for you, for the team.
So now you've got Mykal Williams, who is going to move outside some, and he'll be playing his fourth ever game. Is it too much to ask for Mykal Williams, not to be Nick Bosa, but are you putting too much on the young man's shoulders to expect him to now go 70% of the snaps and really be a game wrecker?
No, we're in the league. That's what you came here to do. And I'm sure that they got him. Chris Eric's crazy. I can say ass, right?
Yep.
Chris Eric's crazy ass is, I'm sure he's on him, and he's been on him for since he walked through those doors. So I'm sure he'll be ready. I love the guy we got from Philly. Was it Huff, right?
Yep. Yeah, Bryce Huff.
I think he's legit. So I'm excited to see what those two do.
John, where do they need to be better? Like, I get it, 3-0. You're stoked, but at the same time, let's not kid ourselves. These have been just barely victories, and there have been some breaks involved. So if you're projecting forward, what are you kind of focused on?
I mean, it's going to be the cliche answer, but it's true everywhere. I really think our defense has been playing lights out, so they can just keep playing the way they are. But I mean, offensive line, we've got to play better. Tight ends got to play better. Receivers, quarterback, Christian's great. We're 3-0, and this is the time to. If you're going to be not so great, this is the time where it's early in the season and you have all season to get it right. And I'm sure they're going to get it right.
Bills are 3-0. Niners are 3-0. Do you like light a candle at the every end of Sunday night when both teams win?
Yeah, I guess. It's been great that they've been playing on opposite time, so I get to watch both the games. But, yeah, that 49ers-Bills Super Bowl.
Okay,
it's at Levi's this year, ain't it?
It sure is.
It'll be a hell of a game.
What are the chances you're playing in it?
Hopefully.
I have this running joke with people.
People always ask, like, oh, have you reached out? Have you called? Blah blah blah. And I'm like, yeah, it's kind of like an ex-girlfriend. It's like, you don't want to be the first one to call, but if they call, you're going to pick up.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. And the injuries keep piling up. We might only be, one more bad break away. John, great to have you.
Had a great workout
always.
This morning.
Okay, good. We'll let them know. The Not Our Fault podcast is a really fun listen. So check it out. And thank you as always. And we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Right on, John.
Yep, you too. There he goes. John Feliciano with us every Tuesday on 95.7 The Game. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.